Good morning and happy Easter. If you would please rise and join us in worship, if you are able. This great hope that we have in Jesus, it started, 2 days before what we celebrate on Good Friday, with what appeared to be hopelessness, but was not truly hopelessness. And so that's actually where we're going to start. So we're coming in here, rejoicing in the fact that he is risen. But first, we're going to start with this, just recognizing that the pain that he took upon the cross, what the darkness that there was, because it is in contrast to that darkness that we really understand the weight of the light of his glory and the truth of his resurrection.
Stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was falling. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon him. Was laid in darkness, a battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken. The crowd began to shake, the stone was rolled away, his perfect sing hallelujah. sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome.
Jesus has risen.
He has risen indeed.
Come on. A little louder now. Jesus has risen.
He has risen indeed.
All right. Yeah. And how do we know that? Because hopefully this morning he lives in our heart. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for Jesus and the great salvation you have offered us through the death and resurrection of our Savior. Where would we be without you, Lord? I just shudder to think. Lord, please be with us this service, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to just ignite this place, that we would have a tremendous time of worship, and we could draw close to you, and pray you would bless Pastor Mark's message as well, that it would be anointed, and that if anyone is here this morning that doesn't recognize you as their Savior, would come to that realization during this service, we pray. Amen.
Oh, praise thy name. shall return in robes of white. The blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints. My gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
Just praise him. Lift up praises to our God because he is so worthy and deserving. Yes, Jesus, we praise you for all of these things. Everything that has been spoken here and now is true of you, of your character, of your nature. Lord, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are our friend, our creator, our redeemer. You know our innermost being. You know every sin that we have committed. You know every thought that we have ever thought. And yet you love us, Jesus. Even when we had our backs turned toward you, you were chasing after us, pursuing us, Lord. Even now, still. Lord God, I see you pursuing people in this very room right now, calling their name personally, because you are a personal God who knows the name of every single person who is in here, calling them to yourself just so that you can pour your love out over them. We thank you, Jesus, that you, as the perfect Lamb of God, have made this possible, that our sins have earned us death, separation from you who are life, and yet you paid that price for us, for all of us, so that we could once again be reconciled to you. Jesus, you are more powerful than anything in this world. Death could not hold you down. And so we claim the victory this morning that you have promised us in your name, Jesus, and by your blood. We praise you for it and we claim it. Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes afresh to the victory that comes in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Like me, I heard about it.
Amen. Jesus, we rejoice in the victory that you have made possible for us. You are the victorious one, the lamb worthy to be slain, the one who has conquered death, the resurrected Christ. We rejoice in you and in the victory that you have won. We are eternally in debt, and we offer ourselves to you as our reasonable response, as our reasonable act of worship. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love demonstrated to us in this, that it wasn't when we had ourselves together that you purchased the victory. It was when we were far from you that you purchased the victory. It's all about you, Jesus, and we celebrate you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.